ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जायमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीरुत्तमा श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्टिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 11 चैप्टर 5 टेक्स्ट नंबर 18। हित्वात्म माया रचिता गृहापत्य सुहृत स्त्रियः तमो विशन्ति अनिच्छन्तो वासुदेव परान्मुखा। हित्वात्मा रचिता गृहापत्य सुहृत स्त्रियः तमो विशन्त्य निच्छन्तो वासुदेव परान्मुखा। हित्वात्म माया रचिता गृहापत्य सुहृत स्त्रियः तमो विशन्ति अनिच्छन्तो वासुदेव परान्मुखा। हित्वात्ममाया रचिता गृहापत्य सुहृत स्त्रियः तमो विशन्ति अनिच्छन्तो वासुदेवा परान्मुखा। हित्वात्ममाया रचिता गृहापत्य सुहृत स्त्रियः तमो विशन्ति अनिच्छन्तो वासुदेव वासुदेवा परान्मुखा। माता जी वर्ड वर्ड मीनिंग अनुवाद ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पट बाय हिज डिसाइपल्स ऑफ हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। हित्वा गिविंग अप आत्ममाया by the illusory energy of the Supreme Soul, Rachita, manufactured, Griha, homes, Apatya, children, Sohrita, friends, Striyaha, wives, Tamaha, into darkness, Vishanti, they enter, Anichantaha, without desiring, Vasudeva Paran Mukha, those who have turned away from Lord Vasudeva. Translation, those who have turned away from the Supreme Lord Vasudeva, being under the spell of the Lord's illusory energy, are eventually forced to give up their so-called homes, children, friends, wives and lovers, which were all created by the illusory potency of the Supreme Lord, and enter against their will into the darkest region of the universe. Purport. The living entity turns his back on the Supreme Personality of Godhead and tries instead to enjoy temporary sense gratification. The result is simply anxiety as the conditioned soul struggles to maintain his temporary wife, children, friends, homes, nations, etc. Finally, all of these things are taken away and the bewildered soul, in great frustration, sometimes try to take shelter of an impersonal concept of God and liberation. Thus, the conditioned soul is always in ignorance, either pursuing illusory sense gratification or trying to avoid sense gratification by merging into the impersonal aspect of the Lord, called Brahman. But the actual position of the living entity is to serve the Supreme Person, who is his master, and unless one gives up one's inimical feelings towards the Supreme Personality of Godhead, there is no question of peace or happiness. Krishna Bhakta Niskama Ata Eva Shanta Bhukti Mukti Siddhikami Sakala Ashanta. From Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya, 19th chapter, 149th sloka. ओम ज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनाशलाकया चक्षून्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं। वन्देहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणा रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादा सहगणा ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिन्धु दीनबंधु जनिष्ठते गोपेश गोपिकाकांत राधाकांत नमोस्तुते। तत्कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये। वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा I seek blessing of all the assembled Vaishnavas so that I can perform this service for my purification. Hitva atma maya rachita grihapatya suhritastriya tamo vishanti anichanto vasudeva paran mukha. This sloka also appears in different versions of Srimad Bhagavatam and there is little variation in the first quarter. And that says, Hitva ati ayas rachita. Here it is mentioned, Hitva atma maya rachita. But I referred to many other books also, and there it is mentioned, Hitva ati ayas rachita. So Prabhupada has atma maya rachita, he has translated as created by the Lord's illusory energy. But in this connection, Hitva ati ayas rachita, is meaning that by its own great efforts. So every one of us actually take great effort in creating things, which is mentioned in the next quarter. That is Griha, Apatya, Suhrita and Striya. So giving up their homes, children, friends and wives created with great efforts. Those who are averse to Lord Vasudeva, Vasudeva Paran Mukha, those who don't worship to Lord Vasudeva, what happens to them? Enter into the darkest region of the creation against their will. They don't want to go there. They don't want to enter into the darkest region of the creation, but they are forced to enter there. So who forces them? Who forces them? That's a great question. And if we understand that force, then we may try to avoid that force or get away from that force. Right? But if you don't understand who is that force, then it becomes very difficult. Right? So, that force is our own karma. That force is our own karma. And if we understand that theory of karma properly, then we can be saved from this forceful entrance into the darkest region of the creation. That is Narkaloka. Darkest region, most of our acharyas, they clearly mention that it is Narkalokas. There are 84 lakh Narkalokas. And out of that, 27 Narkaloka is prominent. And that is counted under this Kumbhipak Nark and many other Narks, Krimi Bhojya Nark. Like that, there is a Ruru Narka, Rauro Narka, named against the Ruru bird. Like that, there are many Narkas. And the detail explanation is given in Srimad Bhagavatam as well as Garga, Garun Puran. And there it mentions that what kind of personality, what type of karma they perform so that they enter into a particular Narka Loka. And in our life throughout our existence here in this human form of life, we perform a variety of mixtures of karma. So we have to go from one place to another, to another, to another, just to suffer all those karma. And then once we become free from that suffering, or we just consume that suffering, then we are again forced to come back here in this material world to perform these karmas. So this understanding of karma theory is very, very important. And that is why this Yodhya Yogendra, in the beginning of this chapter, King Nimi had asked this Nava Yogendras, great among the yogis, Atma Vittama. Atma Vittama means those who know the science of Atma. Or self, science of self-realization.
they are, Vittama means great people, those who know the science of self-realization. So he had asked them three questions in the first sloka. Bhagavantam hari prayo bhajante atma vittama tesham ashant kamanam kaha nishtha vijit atmana. He had asked three questions. That who, first question was, who do not worship Lord Hari, what happens to them? Second question he asked, who have unfulfilled material as well as spiritual desires, what happens to such people? And third question he asked, those who have no control over their mind and senses, what happens to them? And if we analyze our own existence, we actually facing these three problems, most of us. Most of us do not understand who Vasudeva is. Where is the question of worshipping Vasudeva? And even if we understand that we are supposed to worship Vasudeva, we do not know how to worship him. That is also a big problem. We do not know the position of Vasudeva. We might have heard the name of Vasudeva, Krishna, but we do not know his position. Prabhupada says that many people say God is great. Bhagavan Mahan hai. But how great is God? That rarely many people know. How great is God? So to know how great God is, one has to know about God. One has to know about God. And many people, most of us, we are so much confused about the actual position of God. Who actually is God? That's another illusory potency of the Lord acting upon us. And then we have so many unfulfilled material and as well as spiritual desires. Material desires maybe for name, fame, then material prosperity, etc., etc. And actually guided by these desires, we actually try to do some spiritual activity also. So that spiritual activity is basically focused to gain those material fulfillment. So that is why, and material fulfillment, Krishna says, duspurena analena cha. If you keep supplying fire to the fuel to the fire, that fire is never going to extinct. Similarly, if we go on fulfilling our desires, desires are like waves. They will keep coming, 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 and it is never going to extinct. So we have to make a full stop. We have to consciously make a full stop. Where to make a full stop? When to make a full stop? That is a science to be understood. And that can be understood. If one tries to do something whimsically, then also it is not possible. Because if you just go on storing the water into a dam, and the pressure of dam will, water will increase so much that the dam will break open. And once it breaks open, what will happen? It will create devastation. It will create devastation. So this science has to be understood under the bona fide spiritual master. And third, those who have no control over their mind and senses. This is another big problem that all of us are facing. So to answer this, the Yodh Yogendra Chamasa, he answered this question explaining the source and purpose of creation of Varnasrama. Because Varnasrama is a system which Lord has created so that by actually working under the system of Varnasrama, a person can achieve the goal of his life. A person can achieve the goal of his life. So, it is mentioned in Bhagavatam that those who reject this Varnasrama system, they will 100% fall down from their position, whatever they are at present. Mostly this knowledge is imparted to human beings. So, somehow or other, in the traversing throughout the universe, we have come to gain this position of human form of life. Labdhva sudurlabham idam bahu sambhav ante. After many, many births, we have achieved this position. And if we don't understand the gravity or importance or significance of this position and work according to that, then we are also going to fail. And it is mentioned, although this resource in the form of human form is given, the human form as a resource is given to us, but it is also perishable at any moment of time. It is perishable at any moment of time. So one must be very, very careful to understand that. And to make fulfillment of the goal of human form of life. Yesterday, Purushottam Prabhu was mentioning what is the goal of human form of life. Nideha madhyam sulabham sudurlabham plavam sukalpam guru karanadharam mayanukulena nabhasteritam puman bhavadhim natare sa atmaha. This human form of life is given to cross over the ocean of birth and death. And if one does not do that, if one does not cross over the ocean of birth and death, that means he breaks the cycle of janma mrityu jara vyadhi. Then that person is a failure. Whatever he may have achieved in this world, he may think that I am a successful guy. Right? But this person is a colossal failure in his actually endeavor, or failure in utilizing the resource of human form of life. So he is mentioning about the importance of varnasrama dharma. And after varnasrama dharma, then he also mentioned that there are many people in the society, like striyo vaishyas tatha sudras. They on their own cannot achieve the goal of their life. So they are dependent on people who understand this reality to achieve their goal of life. So it is the duty of every individual who has understood this reality to help others. That is why Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that janma sarthaka kari kara paraupakar. You perfect your life and then help others to perfect their life. Right? So, he is actually mentioning that one who is actually abiding by the varnasrama principle must also help others, those who are actually at the lower strata in the varnasrama system. And then like that he goes on mentioning many things about the wealth that a person has acquired and how to utilize that wealth. We think that the wealth we have utilized, we have acquired, is for our own sense gratification or for the sense gratification for our extended self, for our family apatya, griha apatya, etc., etc. But here they mentions, last time we have discussed, dhanam cha dharme ka phalam atovai. Dhana has to be utilized for acquiring dharma, right? It happens ulta in this material world. We try to engage into dharmic activity to acquire more wealth. Whereas Bhagavatam says that dharmasya hi apavargasya. Dharma is for attaining apavarga, nartho artha upakalpate, not for earning money. Not for earning money. But if we think that engagement into a religious activity just to get material prosperity so that we can be peaceful, happy and prosperous in this material world, it is a misconception, misunderstanding. Right? So one should utilize that dhanam. And dhanam is in the form of, like on that day we had discussed, that it is called aishwarya. They are of six types. All this aishwarya has to be utilized in the service of the Lord. And then the person can become free from the clutches of this dhanam. Then he goes on mentioning about the habits, activities of the people. That how they are so much attracted to the materialistic meat-eating, gambling, intoxication, illicit affairs. And actually if we analyze, we find everything in our vicinity or in our society is revolving around these four things. All our economic activities. Gambling, meat-eating, intoxication and illicit activities. But these are it is said, kama, krodha and lobha, they are the three gates of hellish existence. So if anyone engages into these three activity, he sure shot is entering into the hellish planet. So today's slok, in today's verse, Yogendra Chamas concludes his answer and confirms that those who are averse to Vasudeva, Vasudeva Paranmukha, though they have created, acquired with great effort, they created or acquired with great efforts, sweet homes. How much money we pay for that homes? We take so much loan. And we become badhua mazdoor. We earn for paying to the bank. Just for a sweet home. Right? Our home. My own home. Apne dam par ghar. Apne dam par ghar banane ke liye we slog like dogs. That is the condition. So, our sweet home, then we have our children. We acquire children. And then we try to build the children. We want to make them engineers, doctors, many other things. One time, His Grace Kaunte Prabhu was giving a lecture here only. And he was giving lecture on Varnasrama Dharma only. So he asked a question to the people. It was a Sunday feast class. He asked question, how many of you want to make your children doctors and engineers? So practically the entire hall has raised their hand. Then he asked next question. How many of you want your children to make brahmanas? Hardly few people, they raise their heads that they want to make their children this thing. So he said that these doctors, engineers, all these professionals, according to the varnasram system, they come under the sudras. They come under the sudras. But without understanding that reality, we want our children to make them bona fide sudras, qualified sudras, rather than make them brahma janati iti brahmanas. Those who understand Brahma. And unless and until one understands Brahma, how can he is going to serve the Brahma? Right? So, such children, and these children, we procreate them, and at the end of fag end of our life, although we sing this song, Ajungli pakadkar teri tujhe main chalna sikhlaun, kal haath pakadna mera jab main budha ho jau. So he kicks that person, throws him to the old age home or somewhere other places and says, I am very busy with my life, I can't take care of you, I can pay to the old age home for something. This is the reality we face, but still we are so much attached to our children, home, etc., etc. And then our friends and our relatives. We may have so much faith on them. It is said in Bhagavatam that these family members, friends, etc., they are called Asat Sainya. Asat Sainya means the army which will not help at the time of need. When there will be time that we want their help, and even if they want, they cannot help us go back home, back to Godhead at the time of end. At our last moment, they can't make us remember Krishna also. Right? On the contrary, they will be busy understanding that, oh, he is now leaving, let us get some paper signed by him, his angutha or something, so that we can get the property of this person. Right? Instead of thinking that how this person can go back home, back to Godhead, they will start thinking about their own property matters. So, he says that even if we want to take them away, we can't take them anything. Can't take anything of this thing. And we have to leave everything behind and go bare hand. With only the bundle of our own karma. Karma gathariya baadhe sirpe phirta mara mara. We have to carry, that is the only our baggage at the end, which is our karma. That bag we have to just carry. And this karma, karmana daiva netrena jantur deho upapaddati. So, in the process of getting body after body, we have to just go from womb to womb. And that is why Shankaracharya says, punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam, punarapi janani jatare sayanam. Again and again, the person will take birth. Again, again, he will enter into the womb of mother and again. So, janma mrityu jaravyadhi. Krishna clearly says, janma mrityu jaravyadhi dukkha dosh anudarshanam. Right? You try, realize that, understand that. These are all actually coming in front of you every now and then. These are big lessons for the life. But we don't try to understand that. We think that this is normal with everybody. Like we just mug up certain answers for some questions to pass in the exams. But we don't really, actually we become literate, but we don't actually become intelligent. Right? By the system of our education. So, everything is there in front of us, but we don't understand. That's what he is saying, that giving up all these things by our own karma will glide down to the hellish condition of life. Hellish condition of life. And that is Asuryanamate lokandhena tamasabrita tamste pretya abhigacchanti. After death, they will enter into best places. Thus, the goal of materialistic people is punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam. Final destination of these people is punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam. And Lord Krishna also confirms in this, those who are materialistic people, they are basically, materialistic people are asuric, having asuric tendencies. And what happens to the asuric tendency people? Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, 16th chapter, 19 and 20th sloka, Tanaham dvishatah kruran sansareshu naradhaman chipame ajasram asuri bhavasesyu yonisu. Asurim yoni mapanna mudha janmani janmani mam aprapyaeva kaunteya tato yanti adhamagatim. Right. Those who developed this asuric tendency, Krishna tells clearly, Tanaham dvishatam kruran. Such people, I just cast them into the species of asuras. Asuras. Yesterday, Purushottam Prabhu mentioned who is asura. One who is so much fond of enjoying materialistic life is asura. Right? So, he is cast into this asuric yoni again and again and again. And asurim yopim apanna. And by gaining that asuri yoni, mudha janmani janmani. This person is so unfortunate, Krishna says that he will not even have knowledge. He will remain mudha life after life after life. And what will happen? Mam aprapya. He can never attain to me. Tato yanti adhamagatim. And he will go on gliding into the adhama. Adhama means degraded forms of life. One who is Vasudeva Paranmukha, averse to Lord Vasudeva. On the contrary, only remedy to take shelter of Lord Krishna and become Vasudeva Parayan, the opposite of Paranmukha is Parayan, Vasudeva Parayan. And for those who became Vasudeva Parayan, Lord confirms that such people will attain him and will never return back to this ghastly material world. He is confirming this Bhagavad Gita itself, 8th chapter, 40th and 15th sloka. Na eya bhikramanasosti pratyavayona vidyate salpamapyasya dharmasya trayate mahatobhayat. And he says that if anyone execute the devotional service, in this there is no diminution, there is no ulta effect, contrary effect. Na yah vikram naso asti pratyavaya na vidyate. And even if one performs a little bit of devotional service, this devotional service will protect that person from gliding down to the lower species of life. Prabhupada had clearly said that even if one touches my book, I guarantee that this person will get another form, another life. Even if he gets another life, he will become a human being. Even if he touches the book, you think that what to speak of if the person reads the book. And after reading, if he understands the book, what will happen? Prabhupada had said, my book, Bhagavad Gita, is as it is, what Krishna said. Bhagavad Gita, as it is. whatever Krishna has said, and Krishna has confirmed that anyone who will understand this will come back home, back to me, Mamupetya. Mamupetya punarjanma dukkhalayam ashashvatam. Napnvanti mahanvanam samsiddhim paramagata. Anyone who takes shelter of the Lord becomes Vasudeva Parayan instead of becoming Vasudeva Paranmukh. Right? Mamupetya punarjanma. Mamupetya punarjanma in dukkhalayam ashashvatam world. He will not get rebirth into this material existence, which is characterized by dukkha alay, dukkha and temporariness. Ashashvata. Here things are not permanent, we cannot remain in the same position for eternity. And every species of life we take birth, there is always dukkha, distress. Not a single species in this material existence. On the contrary, you may say that we experience sukha in this material world. What is sukha in this material world? It is said that gap between the two dukkhas, the two successive dukkhas, the distress, the waiting period of arrival of the successive dukkha, one after another, the waiting period is called happiness. That's happiness. That is not happiness. We are frustrated by janma mrityu jara vyadhi. And then we are frustrated by this adhidaivik, adhibhautik and adhyatmik kleshas. Right? Adhyatmik kleshas. And not a single person is saved out of this. Not a single person. That is why it is said that anything which is common to everyone, which is common to everyone, no one can avoid it and no one wants it. Right? What is common to everyone? Raja, Rank, Sipahi, anybody in whether he is a human form of life, animal, bird, whatever, but this person cannot avoid janma, then mrityu, then in between dukkha, janma, mrityu, jara, and then old age. No one can avoid this adhidaivik, adhibhautik or adhyatmik kleshas. Right? So Krishna says, but if someone comes to me, Mahupetya tu kaunteya punarjanma, he will not get punarjanma in this dukkhalaya, in this material existence. What happens to that person? Napnavanti mahatmanam, such a mahatma, he will samsiddhim paramagata, he will come to the highest destination. And what is that highest destination? And who goes to that highest destination? Krishna mentions in Bhagavad Gita itself that vita raga bhaya krodha manmaya mam upasrita bhavo jnana tapasa puta mad bhavam agata. Right? Vita raga. Raga means asakti, attachment, bhaya, fear, and krodha, anger. Vita raga bhaya krodha manmaya mam upasrita manmana bhava mad bhakta. Krishna says not. So that is manmaya. Becoming Krishna's by surrendering the mind and intelligence. Mam upasrita. Serving only the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Mam upasrita. And he says that it is not that I'm first time telling it to you. Many people in the past, following on the same track, they have mam upagata. They have come to me. So if you also go on the same track, you will also come to me. This is the only track to come to me. Right? If you take any other track, you cannot come to me. You cannot come to me. So, to become Vasudeva Parayan, one needs to remember and execute this one principle instruction which is given in the revealed scripture. And what is that? Smartavyam satatam Vishnu, vismartavyam najatu chit. How this is possible? Smartavyam, always remember Krishna, never forget Krishna. And how that is possible? Revealed scripture suggests a lot many vidhi and nishedha. So many do's and don'ts. Right? So many do's and don'ts. But all these do's and don'ts are subservient to this one instruction. Always remember Krishna, this is do. And never forget Krishna, this is don't. So always remember Krishna, never forget Krishna. And one time His Holiness Bhakti Rasamrita Swami Maharaj while addressing us at IIT program, he was mentioning about this, and he told us to execute the above instruction of this scripture, that always remembering Krishna and never forgetting Krishna, is to engage into activities that will help us remember Krishna and avoid engaging into activities that will force us to forget Krishna. Now, Krishna says that yat karosi yadasnasi, whatever you do, he is not listed, you have to do this activity. You don't have to do this activity. Right? He has not said, Krishna has not said, although other places in the scripture certain activities are mentioned. But Krishna has never listed out the activities. What he said? Do certain activity. We have to be intelligent to percolate or segregate those activities, which activity will help us remember Krishna and which activity will help us forget Krishna. That we have to understand. So every one of us has daily engaged into activities of Sravanam, Kirtanam, Smaranam, Mandanam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Dasyam, Sakhyam, Atma Nivedanam. If we do these activities for materialistic purpose, actually we are engaging either for materialistic purposes or for Krishna's purposes. We become bound by the rope of material existence, and if we do these activities to remember Krishna, then we become free from the bondage of the materialism and ascend to the apavarga vartamani. The scripture says, dharmasya hi apavargasya, nartho artha upakalpate. One should not engage into activities for Krishna consciousness also. That is why Prabhupada says that. Siddhikami, bhuktikami, muktikami, sakala ashanti. Krishna bhakta, if he is a Krishna bhakta, but there is an adjective mentioned to that, niskam. If that person Krishna bhakta, but he is niskam, then only he is shanta. Krishna bhakta also, if he have lot many desires to fulfill, he is also not shanta. Krishna bhakta niskama ata eva shanta. Only Krishna's devotee who is niskama, only serving for fulfilling the desires and pleasure of Krishna and Guru. One should never engage into activities that will entail us to forget Krishna. Rather, we must engage in such activities that will help us remember Krishna. Scripture suggests activities done in association with devotees will help us always remember Krishna, and consequently, Shraddha, Rati and Bhakti will gradually evolve. Satam prasangam mama virya samvido bhavanti hritkarna rasayana katha tad josna apavarga vartamani Shraddha, Ratim, Bhaktim anukramishyati. Thus, we can fulfill our mission of life without fail. This is the perfection of life. So, this is the message of this sloka by Chamas Rishi. Today is Gopashtami or Goshtashtami, is also Gadadhar Das Goswami disappearance, Sri Dhananjaya Pandit disappearance and Srinivas Acharya disappearance. I wanted to speak about Gopashtami because they have displayed the Gopashtami diorama here today. But there is no time. I'll just mention little bit about these things, and then within 2 minutes we can wind up. Gadadhar Das Pandit was one of Lord Nityananda's chief preacher in Bengal. He influenced countless sinners and atheists to take part in the Sankirtan movement. His story appears in Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Leela, 10 chapter, 53rd sloka. You can read if you want. So, these are the devotees. They actually help people to come closer to God and perform spiritual activities. Dhananjaya Pandit took part in many of Lord Chaitanya's kirtan pastimes in Navadvipa. On the order of Lord Chaitanya, he travelled widely and preached Krishna consciousness. He is mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita as being among the intimate servants of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. This is mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Leela, 11th chapter, 31st slok. And Srinivas Acharya was a member of the party that brought the books of six Goswamis from Vrindavan to Bengal to Orissa. They were the first booked Sankirtan party. He converted King Virambir to the Vaishnava religion and helped organize the first God Purnima festival along with Narottam Das Thakur, celebrating the birth anniversary of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Khechuri Gram. And Gopashtami or Goshtashtami is the day. On this day, Lord Krishna becomes a qualified cowherd boy. Actually, these days Krishna enters into the Pauganda Leela. This pastime has lot many teachings. I do not have time to tell you. You may read this in the scripture. It is given in Gopal Champu. Very nicely it is narrated by Jiva Goswamiji. Before this day, he was actually taking care of the calves. But this day, Gopastami day, he actually started taking care of the cows. In his honor, and thinking of him, one should worship the cows with 10 upcharas, with the mantras, Om Gavai Namaha. In some places, they dress a small boy as Krishna and invokes stronger remembrance of this pastime of Krishna. One can anoint or paint the cows, the horns of the cows with turmeric and put a sindoor on their foreheads and make hand marks, panja marks on their bodies. One should then feed them fresh sweet grasses and circumambulate them. Padma Puran says that Gavam Kanduyan Kuryat Go Grasam Go Pradakshinam Gosu Nitya Prasannasu Gopalo Api Prasideti. If you want to please Krishna, the Gopal, one should serve the cows. And how to serve the cows? Very simple. Gavam Kanduyan Kuryat. Just scratch their body. Thus scratch their body. Gavam Kanduyan Kuryat. Go grassam, feed some grass to them and go pradakshinam. Do some pradakshina to the cows. If one does this on regular basis, he pleases Krishna. You may be interested to know about Gopastami, but I am so sorry that time is not permitting us. We'll stop here. Hare Krishna. Thank you so much.